Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good evening. My name is Tessa Ross, and you are listening to Business Radio X. We are broadcasting from the 3686 Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. And here with me today, I have Robbie Hillis from Arc Labs. How are you?
Oh, good evening. Thanks. I'm great.
Wonderful. Now, Robbie, could you tell us a little bit about what Arc Labs is?
Well, Arc Labs is a company that has a simple mission of helping to try to solve this global water crisis that exists around the world. And we're doing that by, we've developed a device that monitors the flow of water, and it's packed with a remote shutoff valve. But more importantly, it's empowered by artificial intelligence software. So the ARC will learn the water usage at your house or at your apartment or at your, you know, your condo. And when there's an anomaly based on our cognitive learning of your usage, it'll send you an alert and you can shut the water off.
That sounds so incredibly useful. I know so many times I have left the water on and always forget that it's going. And so having something like that, having a technology that can tell me, hey, you left the water on and turn it off is so helpful.
Well, I think, and we think so. There's been several companies that have tried to, you know, tackle this issue because it is a global crisis. And the interesting part about water is the amount of water that we have now on this planet is the most water we're ever going to have. We're not creating any more water. So we have to become more efficient in what we have.
Thank you. So could you tell me a little about your experience at 3686 and being a participant in the series?
Yeah. So it's an interesting, 3686 reached out and did what they called the Southern Series, Birmingham, Atlanta, I believe Raleigh. And we applied to the Birmingham event. I think about 20 startups were invited on stage. And we were one of four teams that were invited to come to Nashville as part of the larger event here. And I came last year as an attendee to 3686. And this event is the premier event in the Southeast for tech, for startups, for entrepreneurs, for investors as well. Being part of the Village 36 as one of the teams that's participating and pitching this year has been an amazing experience as well. We've got to meet other teams that we potentially could partner with down the road with different avenues and different aspects. We've also got to meet a lot of investors as well.
So it sounds like you've been a part of a few other accelerators too.
Yeah, we have. We were chosen last spring in 2015 to participate in the Gig Tank in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And that was an amazing experience, an opportunity for our business. You know, we were very early on in our concept and in our business model then. Had not raised any money. Didn't really have anything to talk about except, you know, just the concept of doing this. And so we entered into Gig Tank, and then we had something really phenomenal happened. The idea of bringing on mentors, advisors. We reached out to a lot of the companies that were sponsors of Gig Tank, people like Schneider Electric, people like UPS, people like Verizon Wireless, people like Mueller Company. And we have formed good friendships with those people, not just partnerships. And so these people are giving us advice. They're already deeply entrenched in the water industry or in the IoT industry or the tech space. And they've become good friends of ours.
So that sounds incredible. How has your journey accelerated since the Gig Tank last year?
Well, you know, using these folks and partnering with these people that we've talked about, that's really helped us accelerate fast. You know, opening up doors to meetings, conversations that we're having of that it would have taken us years to be able to get into. Doors were opened that, you know, okay, yeah, let me email somebody and I'll, you know, get back with you. And you know, it would have taken me months to be able to just get to the right person within some of these organizations, much less within hours we're having dinner with somebody and talking how we can go together to do things together.
Where are you at now with Arc Labs?
So, you know, Arc Labs is based in Florence, Alabama, not the hotbed, startup hotbed in the Southeast, but I think, you know, that's the thing that I tell people is you can start anywhere. And so, you know, start with what you got, start where you are. And done is better than perfect. And so that's where we are right now. We are ready to launch our private beta. So around the 1st of July, we're going to put another 250 devices out there in the world and start monitoring data and understanding how we can make this company even stronger and smarter, because it needs to be a smart device, right? Mm-hmm. And so the more data we have, the better off we are and the better off our clients are and our customers are. So once we do that, then we'll continue to scale. We've got the opportunity. We've got some big opportunities out there around the world. In 2 weeks, on June 14th and 15th, we're part of the Innovation Showcase at the Water Summit in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Global Water Center is based in Milwaukee at the Water Council, and they have become the go-to water gurus of the world. So we've been invited to pitch on stage at their event. So we're still gaining that recognition and still garnering it. And you know, people are still saying, hey, we think you've got a great concept. Let's see what we can do to help you go to market.
It sounds like you've worked through a lot of things, but has there been any obstacles that you've come to face so far in this journey?
Well, yes, I think so. I mean, there's always obstacles, but I think that's the thing is that, you know, I've learned quickly, okay, yep, if we run into a dead end, let's turn left or turn right and always keep moving. The old adage of fail fast, but fail forward. So, you know, we've done that. Quite frankly, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I burned up a circuit board the minute I hooked it up to a battery. You know, that was an expensive circuit board to be burning up because it was one of the first ones we built. And I'm sitting there watching it smoke and, you know, and thinking, all right, what do we do now? Well, we step back, we understand what was hooked up wrong, and we fix it. We fell forward. And so we failed fast. It took me about 20 seconds to burn that circuit board up. But that was a great story as part of our history, I think, is that, you know what, it happened. It happens to everybody, but let's keep going. If it was that easy, I think everybody would do it.
Right.
So.
Well, you've definitely set an example for a lot of other entrepreneurs. So could you tell us of any advice for entrepreneurs thinking about starting their own company?
I think the biggest thing so far that I've learned is to find an accelerator and get in one, whether you're in fashion or fintech or IoT or healthcare. Find an accelerator that's suited potentially towards your market space and get in it. Apply for it, get in it, and utilize what's there. You know, we were part of the virtual program at GigTank, so we didn't have to technically be there full time, but I was there as many times as I could be. If it was a Tuesday through Thursday, I was in Chattanooga because there might be great programming. There was a good luncheon with Jump Fund, or a good job, you know, with, you know, all the different folks in Chattanooga, you know, where we could come together and learn what from their experiences. And so I say, if you get in it, make sure you take advantage of it.
That's some great advice. Well, thank you, Robbie, for being with us today and sharing a little bit about what your story is, especially with Arc Labs and the Gig Tank. Could you offer any contact information, anyone that's willing and wanting to reach out to Arc Labs or reach out to you, yeah, what that would be?
Yeah, for sure. Our website is www.thearclabs.com. There you'll find all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can connect with us there. You can also email us at info@thearclabs.com, and we'll be able to get in touch with you that way.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.